Hello, my name is Matthew Hennessy of the Manhattan Institute, and I'm speaking with Nicole Gelinas, also of the Manhattan Institute. She is the Searle Freedom Trust Fellow at the Manhattan Institute and a contributing editor to the Manhattan Institute's quarterly magazine, City Journal. Today is November 13th, 2013, and tomorrow in Washington, D.C., the Senate Banking Committee will hold hearings on the confirmation of President Obama's pick to head the Federal Reserve System, Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen is currently a deputy chairman of the Fed, and she previously served as a top economic advisor to President Clinton and is a business school professor from UC Berkeley. Nicole wanted me to point out that she is also a Brooklynite. So, Nicole, what should we expect from tomorrow's hearing? What sort of questions will the senators be asking her?
Good afternoon, Matthew. Well, the Federal Reserve chairman has three jobs. Two of them are set by Congress to control inflation. So when the Fed sets the interest rate at which it lends to banks, it has to think about, are interest rates too low? Is that fueling inflation? Are interest rates too high? And that gets into the Federal Reserve's second job, which is to encourage employment and economic growth. The Fed's third job is not set by Congress, but it's kind of grown up over the decades, which is to regulate or help regulate the financial system. The Fed is a top regulator, as well as the Treasury Department, the FDIC, Comptroller of the Currency, and several other federal agencies. And the regulatory job has become much, much more important in recent years because Dodd-Frank, the president's financial regulation law of 2010, gave the Fed many, many more powers to regulate large financial institutions as it sees fit to try to keep the banking system stable as well.
So you're expecting that there won't be just questions about the Fed's sort of the traditional understanding of what the Fed does, keeping prices stable and employment maximized, but you're expecting a lot of questions perhaps about regulating the financial system.
Yep. There will be questions about interest rates, and that's very important. The senator should be thinking about that. The challenge that the Fed has now, and one of the challenges the whole country has, really, is that since the 2008 financial crisis, interest rates have been at historic lows now for going on 5 years. Right after Lehman Brothers collapsed, the Fed began lowering rates. It lowered them under Ben Bernanke right down to 0%. So large financial institutions can effectively borrow nearly for free. Why has the Fed pursued this policy? One, it wanted the banks to stay in business. And with interest rates free, financial institutions can continue to borrow so that they have some way of paying for all of the mortgage assets, other financial assets that they bought before the financial crisis. It makes them look a lot healthier. And it also makes regular people look a lot healthier financially too. Mortgage rates are low, meaning that more people can purchase a house. That keeps the housing market kind of artificially propped up. If you bought a house 10 years ago, you can sell it for a higher price than you otherwise would have been able to. And if you bought a house during the bubble, can refinance your mortgage, get, you know, 4% mortgage rate, continue to stay in that house. So that's why mortgage rates are low and interest rates are low, but, you know, there's a lot of risks to that. Eventually, more interest rates will have to go back up. When that happens, are we going to have another financial panic as banks, you know, the business of finance is to borrow short-term and lend out long-term? Problem is, when short-term interest rates go up, they've already lent all of this money at lower interest rates in the past. Increase in interest rates after a low-rate environment after a long time has caused financial turmoil. What will happen this time is a big, big question.
So if Janet Yellen is confirmed, it's obviously going to be a historic day. She will be the first female, the first woman Fed chairman. Would you expect that there's going to be any significant or historic effect on policy, or should we just expect Chairwoman Yellen to continue the policies of her predecessors.
Maybe more pictures of kittens and flowers in the Fed offices. But no, I think, you know, she's eminently qualified to do the job, certainly just as qualified as Mr. Bernanke and his predecessor, Mr. Alan Greenspan. I wouldn't expect a lot of changes from the current policies. Deputy Chairwoman Yellen has supported the Bernanke approach of lower interest rates. In fact, many people believe she would have done even more. Well, what can you do besides push interest rates to zero? They can't go lower than that. But another thing that the Fed has done is, you know, essentially printed money out of thin air. You know, it's not literally printing money, it's just on a computer screen, so they just print zeros. And what do they do with that money? The Fed buys up treasury bonds, it buys up mortgage bonds. Why does it do that? Because just as with anything, if you buy a lot of something, you push the price up. When the price of these bonds goes higher, the interest rate goes even lower. So one of the questions surrounding the Fed is, when will the Fed stop these purchases and really start selling the assets that it's accumulated? That's something that she will have to direct the answer to during her term in office. You know, it is a democracy, it's a board, they do vote, but she will, as a chairperson, obviously, she will have a big voice in that vote. And as for the other part of the Fed's job, keeping unemployment low, the danger here is that Congress thinks the Fed can do a lot more than it can really do. Fed can only do so much. One of the unemployment problems is the stimulus was designed very poorly. It was supposed to be infrastructure stimulus. Very little of the stimulus went toward infrastructure investment, toward American job creation. A third of the stimulus was just tax rebates to people. The problem with that, as Daniel Alpert has pointed out in his new book, is you give people tax rebates, they go out and buy things that are made in other countries. That's fine, but it's not a very good way to address the problem we have today, which is massive, massive American unemployment. If you think about history since 2008, we are still a million jobs short of the number of jobs that we had before the financial crisis. Now, that doesn't sound too terrible, right? I mean, we've gained almost 8 million jobs. But the problem is, we should have been creating jobs all that time that we were losing jobs. So really, considering the years that we were losing jobs, we're a good 12 million jobs behind. So unemployment is still a big, big problem. But the problem is, that's really Congress's job to put the right policies in place, not something that the Fed can do. And I do hope some of the questioners do make that clear.
Well, I would expect the first question is going to be about the bond buying program. But what are some of the other questions you could imagine the senator's asking her? Are there going to be hostile questions? Will there be fireworks? Will the hearings make news? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the big place for fireworks is when it comes to the enduring question of too big to fail. Again, one of the Fed's third and not least important job is financial regulation. And we have senators on both sides of the aisle on this committee: David Vitter from Louisiana, a Republican; Elizabeth Warren, new senator from Massachusetts, a Democrat; Sherrod Brown, a Democrat from Ohio. All very, very genuinely concerned about the fact that large financial institutions, you know, your Citibanks, your AIGs, even arguably some of your big, big investment funds, they are still too big to fail, and their investors know that they are immune from the free market system. It's not really fair. Small business can fail, large financial institution cannot fail. And 5 years after Lehman, 3 years after Dodd-Frank, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew admitted this year before the committee, the government still hasn't solved too big to fail. It still has no idea how to wind down a large financial institution without protecting the creditors. If you protect the creditors, they're going to keep lending money to these large financial institutions. You keep having the same problem we've had, which is financial institutions are competing against the real economy. They're not supporting the real economy. So we should see some good questions on what will the new chairman, if she is confirmed, what will she do to address this problem? Does she think financial institutions need to be smaller? Does she think they have to have stricter borrowing requirements so they can't borrow as much? One good question is, what's her plan for this? Does she think Dodd-Frank needs some fixes? If so, she should say so now before she's confirmed. And will she have a plan within her first 3 months to fix some of these deficiencies so that large financial institutions can be subject to free market discipline just like everyone else in the economy? And that's really where your political fireworks come in. Elizabeth Warren, in particular, she's one to watch on the Democratic side because she could be a real contender for presidential nomination, if not next time around, then the time after that. I mean, you want to think about Democrats vying for the nomination. Hillary Clinton, one of her weaknesses is that she comes from the old way of Wall Street, which helped create a lot of these problems. Elizabeth Warren didn't. So that's a benefit that she has been quietly using to her advantage. So look for some good questions from Senator Warren on this point.
So is the outcome of this nomination at all a question, or is it really we're just going through the motions here and we're going to have Chairwoman Janet Yellen at the Fed?
Realistically, I think she'll be confirmed. The committee would not schedule a hearing if she were not going to be confirmed. But I think it's more important than just going through the motions. There are important things the public should know about what are the risks of keeping interest rates so low. What are the risks of continuing too big to fail? And so that's why she'll be up there before the senators and the cameras to answer some of these questions.
Well, Nicole, I think that's about all the time we have, but thank you for talking with me.
Thank you, Matthew.
Once again, this is Matthew Hennessy of the Manhattan Institute, and I've been speaking with Nicole Gelinas, also of the Manhattan Institute and the Manhattan Institute City Journal. Thank you for listening.